Hey everybody, Ryan Rock here, and welcome back to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. I'm excited you're here today because we're going to talk about what I call the seven-figure framework for success.
Do you want to grow and scale your business without calling everyone you know, posting on social media 3 to 5 times a day, spending hours inside Facebook groups, doing presentations every night, trying to inspire team members who aren't doing anything, and all that other old, outdated methods that most people just kinda hate? Do you start fresh every Monday, fail, and then vow to start again with the same old strategy next week? There is a better way, and this podcast will help you have the success you've dreamed of and deserve. My name is Ryan Rock, and you're listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back. As I said, today we're going to talk about the seven-figure framework for success. And if you're familiar at all with Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow formula, cash flow quadrant, that book, and what he talks about in Rich Dad Poor Dad, where you start with, you know, in the top left hand corner, and just as an FYI right away here before we get too deep into this, I am also going to record a YouTube. If you're a visual person, I'll also be recording a YouTube video for this so that I can draw it out on a whiteboard. But in this episode, obviously, I'm talking into a microphone so you can hear, so I'll be as visual as I can. But I just want you to know that if you are a visual person, you want to see it, you will be able to find this. I'll put a link to the YouTube video inside the show notes as soon as it's recorded and uploaded. And meanwhile, just know that that's coming. So I'll do the best that I can to try to help you visualize it. So with that being said, again, the seven-figure framework for success is what we're going to go into today. And I want you to visualize Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow formula. So if you recall that cash flow formula, and he's got four quadrants, right? And in the upper left-hand quadrant, he's got the employees. And a lot of times employees will shift down into the bottom left where you're in, you know, so it's E up top left, and some of them will shift down to the bottom left where it's self-employed. Then they'll move up into the upper right, or, you know, if you're lucky, you do. Some will move into the upper right where you get to be a business owner, right? A true business owner where you've got your own systems that work for you. That's his definition. Then from there, the select few will move down into the bottom right where you become an investor. And when you're an investor, you have money that works for you. And that's kind of the key, right? Is to get down to that bottom right corner where you're an investor. Well, I want you to think of that same concept, okay? Only we're gonna look at it a little bit differently. Here in the top left-hand corner, we've got H for hustle, okay? That's where most people start. You start off building your business, just hustling, right? You're hustling. But you don't really have a lot of leverage, okay? Then what happens with a lot of people is that they're hustling, and they, you know, the people that are having some success will move down into the bottom left-hand corner where they build a people-dependent team. Now, in that scenario, you can build some leverage, right? Because you're building out people, and hopefully you get a select few. Well, hopefully you get a lot, but typically you'll have a select few that are going to be able to duplicate some of your hustle, okay? And then they'll build a people-dependent team. And it just keeps going people-dependent, hustle people-dependent, hustle people-dependent, right? Well, in the top right, and this is where we want to get you to. We want to get you to the top right here initially, and that's where you have a systems-dependent team. And that's something we talked about in the last episode, right? We talked about how to build your network marketing business leveraging systems, how to automate your business leveraging systems. Well, we want to get to that top right as quickly as we can so that our hustle can start, you know, having more of a quicker compounding effect because we're leveraging systems and more people that are hustling are going to have success. So in the top right, we've got system. We're a systems dependent team. We've got leverage. We've got automation. And that's what's going to create freedom. But long term, if you can move down to the bottom right, okay, bottom right, we have the I, just like Robert Kiyosaki does, but now it's for influencer. So an influencer typically has things aren't dependent on them, right? They're typically, you know, putting out value. They're typically, you know, just totally changing people's lives from a matter of education, from a matter of, you know, they might have multiple streams of income, multiple passive streams of income, but they're out there actually like putting out, you know, Facebook lives, they're doing YouTube videos, they're doing podcasts, they're doing, you know, all this different stuff to truly influence and to get people that follow them just to learn more about how to build a business, right? Now, the mistake that I'll see some people make, okay, so let me just step back. Top left, hustle. Bottom left, people dependent. Top right, systems dependent. Okay, so we want to get up there. And then bottom right, influencer. Long term, that's where we want to go. Those influencers are the ones who truly are the ones who are going to make the seven figures. Okay, and that's why this is the seven figure framework. So what can happen, and it's not the six figure framework for a good reason here. Some people will get lucky. There are a select few people in this profession that will just get lucky and they'll enroll one or two people and that's it. And those one or two will just completely take off and build an amazing business. And that person isn't really an influencer and they're not really even a leader a lot of times, but yet they're able to make six figures just because they got lucky and found one or two right people. And they just ride everything out, okay? That does happen. And so I want you, you know, to be able to position yourself and your team and everything that you do to be able to be that seven-figure earner. So again, hustle, top left, bottom left, people dependent, top right, systems dependent, bottom right, influencer, okay? Hopefully you can visualize that. Now, again, most people are going to start off top left, hustle. They're going to hustle. There's no leverage. You can make some money. A lot of times, if you don't move on from there, you're going to get burned out, right? Bottom left, you know, if they start recruiting some people, a lot of times those same people are just going to hustle and you're going to build a people-dependent team. Now, you can make more money here, right? Now, this is like, if you think of like, I want to say like a menu, but it's not a menu. If you're looking on, say, your phone at different restaurants, some of them will have, you know, dollar signs for how expensive that restaurant is, right? So hustle is a $1 sign. People dependent is $2 signs, meaning you can make more money there, right? Then, but again, people dependent, you're going to get some leverage, but typically not a ton, and because it's people dependent, everybody's going to be still depending on you. So I want to encourage you to not spend too much time down there, or if you're down there, we need to shift you up to the top right to help you become systems dependent. And, you know, again, that was the last episode, so I probably even should have put these in different order, but ultimately we want to get you to become a systems dependent business, right? So once you're systems dependent, you know, you can go from hustle to be systems dependent. You can go from people dependent into become systems dependent. Either way is fine, but we've got to get you to systems dependent because that's where you're going to have leverage, you're going to have automation, you're going to have freedom, and now we're a $3 sign, right? Now we can make some serious money and you can create that time freedom, that financial freedom, and so on. So if you don't get there, you know, again, a lot of times you're going to burn out on the left side of the quadrant. But I also, if you really want to get to that seven-figure income, if you really want to take your business to a whole nother level and just completely change your family for generations to come. I mean, we're talking, you know, that if you want to be a top earner, if you want to be, you know, a legend in the network marketing profession, then we need to eventually get you to become an influencer. Now, not everybody is going to be able to become an influencer, and that's okay. As long as you have the systems in place, your team is going to be able to have success. More people on your team are going to be able to have success because they're going to be able to, it's going to be simple enough that they'll do the tasks, they'll have success at the tasks, and they can build a business, right? Not everybody is going to want to, let's go back to like the corporate world or the franchise world. Not everybody can become a manager. Not everybody can become a general manager or a regional manager or, you know, the VP, right? The only certain people have the skills to be able to do that. Now, Does that mean that that somebody that maybe is a little more raw can't become an influencer? No, not at all. You can definitely become an influencer. It just, I don't want you to, my recommendation would be, and this is another mistake that I see some people make, is they'll go from hustling to trying to become an influencer. Or they'll start off and just say, I'm just going to become an influencer right now, and they won't ever hustle. So you got to hustle. You got to start building this out and build out the systems and then work your way into becoming an influencer. Okay. Now, again, influencer is where we want to go long term, because that's where you're going to get, that's where the massive income comes in. That's where the 20,000 a month, 30,000 a month, 50,000 a month, 100,000 a month type income happens, because you're out there truly providing value to the world. You're out there truly making an impact in people's lives. So again, this concept, and if you want to see it on your own, if you want to see me draw it out, then I'd recommend watching the YouTube video. But just think about this, okay? If you stay hustle forever, you're going to... Well, here, let me tell you a story. I had a gentleman schedule a call with me a couple months ago. Actually, it's probably closer to a year ago now. And he was an experienced network marketer. Great guy. I really enjoyed my conversation with him. But he was a hustler. He was a salesman. I mean, this guy was good, right? And he had been in the network marketing profession for 30 years. He'd been a top earner. He'd been one of the new people to launch businesses, to launch new companies, that kind of a deal. But he truly was just a very good hustler. And so what happened is, when he started with a new company, he was so good at hustling, and he was so good at sales, and he was so good at recruiting, right? I mean, he's a master recruiter. So what happened when he started with a new company here, it would be about 2 years ago now, he was so good at hustling, he was so good at recruiting, that he went out and built a $10,000 a month income within like 60 days, 30 days, 60 days. I haven't looked back in my notes. So it's right around there, 30 to 60 days. He built a $10,000 a month income just by hustling, just by recruiting, because he was so good at it, right? But what happened is he didn't have any of the systems in place for other people to be able to have success, and they couldn't duplicate him. You know, he's got that unique personality that other people couldn't duplicate him. And then so what happened then, and why he reached out to me, was 9 months later, his income had fallen to under, it was just right around like 1500, 1200 or 1500 a month was all. And it was just, I mean, it was diminishing fast, right? And it's all because he was a very good hustler. He was a very good salesperson, but nobody else could do it because he wasn't duplicatable. He didn't have systems in place, and that's it. And he never moved into an influencer area, which it wouldn't have mattered. Even if he was an influencer, if he didn't have the systems to help the people that would come to him be in place, then they wouldn't be able to have success either. So you have to have those systems in place. You just flat out, no matter where you're at in the quadrant, again, even if you are a very good influencer, if you don't have the systems in place for other people to be able to build this business, to be able to spend some time hustling and build this business, you're not going to be able to create the long-term residual income that completely changes your life. So hopefully you're able to visualize what I'm trying to say here, but you've got to become, it's totally cool to hustle. I mean, I appreciate hustle. I love hustle. I like to hustle from time to time myself, but if you just hustle and become people dependent, you're going to be capped. You're going to have a limit on how big your business can grow. And typically it's just going to burn you out, and your team members will get burned out. So you've got to create the systems, which we talked about in the last episode, and we'll dig into a little more detail on some of the systems in later episodes. But you've got to become a systems dependent team and then start becoming an influencer. And that's the flow, right? That is the seven figure framework and the flow that you need to go to be able to create that seven-figure income. So with that, that wraps up this episode. I hope that helps you to kind of get a visual of what you need to be working on, why you need to be working on it, and why you shouldn't necessarily just start being an influencer without putting systems in place, and why you need the systems in place even if you're hustling, so that other people, you need those systems so that other people can have success, right? So if you need to know more information about systems, again, go listen to that other episode. I also have the MLM Success Hacks training. It's a free plus digital processing fee training. It's only $7 just to help me cover website expenses. Go check that out. Again, you can go to ryanrock.com and then check and then click on courses. And I've got several different mini little courses up there on lead generation systems, that kind of stuff, so that you can start putting the right pieces in place so you can become a systems dependent team. I also have a group called the Network Marketers on Fire Facebook group. Okay, so if you go to Facebook, just search Network Marketers on Fire. Of course, you can go to my Facebook profile. You can go to my Facebook business page, and there's links on each of those. But you can also go to ryanrock.com/N as in network, M as in marketers, O, F as in fire, group, NMOF group, and that will take you right to it. Again, I'll put links down below. I'll put links in the show notes so that you can just click on it and not have to try to write this down or type it out or whatever. So go ahead and join our group. We talk about this kind of stuff inside the group all the time, you know, helping people become systems dependent, helping people then shift into influencer once they've got the systems in place so that they can build a long-term residual business. So thank you again for listening. I really, truly appreciate it. Join our group. Check out MLM Success Hacks so that you can learn more about systems. Again, that training on MLM Success Hacks is not a here's what you need and then buy my course. It is a true, it's just a small $7 fee, digital processing fee, and then it is a course. It is a mini course, 5-6 videos walking you through the systems that you need to put in place. So thanks again for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again on the next episode, which I was going to tell you what it is, and I lost my notes, so I can't even tell you what that next one is right off the top of my head. But again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. If you are getting value and enjoy what you're hearing, please give us a review and make sure you subscribe to hear all the latest strategies on how we build our business by blending the best of traditional network marketing strategies with cutting-edge online strategies that actually work. Would you like free training on how to grow your network marketing business? Go to ryanrock.com/NMOF group to join our Facebook group. And if you want to learn how to implement systems and funnels into your business so you can grow and scale without getting burned out, go to ryanrock.com/success hacks now. Talk to you soon.